Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahi rahmani rahim. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. News and comment. O armies of the Muslims, become Ansars. News. On March 16th, the government portal of the Republic of Uzbekistan published a message on its webpage, www.gov.uz. Joint Specially Tactical Anti-Terrorism Exercises with the participation of the units of the Ministries of Defense of the Republic of Uzbekistan and the Republic of Tajikistan were held at a high level and completed. It was attended by representatives of the Special Operations Forces units of the Ministry of Defense of Uzbekistan and a group of military personnel from various units of the Ministry of Defense of Tajikistan. Until the main day of the exercises, the military personnel of both countries conducted preparatory training twice a day. And of course, the result exceeded all expectations. During the exercises, a professional exchange of experience between the military personnel of both sides took place, and the Tajik military personnel highly appreciated the practical actions of our units and military equipment. Comment. With the collapse of the Khilafah, Caliphate, the godless communist regime of the USSR, having seized land in Central Asia, divided Muslims on a national basis. After the collapse of the USSR, these borders remained, and moreover, the newly formed government in each of these independent republics formed its own military forces to protect the national borders drawn by the disbelieving colonizers. Over the past 30 years, Muslims of these lands have repeatedly stated their desire to live accordingly to the laws of Allah and to return the rule of Sharia. But the paradox is that the army, consisting of the children of these Muslims, serves the corrupt rulers, defends the power that does not rule by the laws of Allah, and defends the power that holds on to the national idea and against the idea of the spread of Islam around the world. If we return to the laws of Sharia, we will find that the Islamic army swears and serves the ruler of the Muslims, who rules on the basis of the Quran and the Sunnah, and not the rulers who don't rule by the laws of Allah. Muslims created an army not just to defend their borders, but Islamic armies serve to spread Islam around the world through the jihad method. Remember how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, having established the first Islamic state in the radiant Medina, sent armies of Muslims to spread Islam and even himself led the army. For example, in the battles of Badr and Uhud, in the collection of hadiths of the Sahih, Imam Muslim reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated in 21 battles. The armies of the righteous rulers of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiallahu an, also went to jihad, spreading Islam in all directions of the world, Iraq, Persia, Sham, Africa, etc. Remember how Islam came to the territory of Central Asia. The army led by the skilled commander Qutaybah ibn Muslim and his valiant warriors came to Central Asia by jihad. Due to the truth of the religion of Islam and the conformity of the laws of Allah to the nature of a man, the peoples of these lands converted to Islam and began themselves to spread Islam further. The people, in general, having gotten rid of the worship of the fire and the sun, began to worship only Allah and to implement the laws of Allah on earth, as a result of which it embarked on the path of development. Later, great Islamic scholars and theologians were born on these lands, such as Imam Bukhari, Imam Tirmidhi, Zamakhshari, the scientists of natural sciences like Mirzo Ulubek, Biruni, Avicenna, Al-Khwarizmi, and many others. For over 13 centuries, the Muslim armies swore an oath to the ruler, who ruled on the basis of the Quran and the Sunnah. Today, in this blessed month of Rajab, the next 99th anniversary of the collapse of the Khilafah, Caliphate, is coming. For 99 years, there has been no Khilafah led by a Khalif, Caliph, who would take the oath of the armies of Muslims to rule on the basis of the Quran and Sunnah and spread Islam around the world according to the order of Allah Almighty.
وَقَاتِلُوهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ وَيَكُونَ الدِّينُ لِلَّهِ فَإِنْ انْتَهَوْا فَلَا عُدْوَانَ إِلَّا عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ.
Fight them until there is no more fitna and until worship is acknowledged to be for Allah. But if they cease, then there is to be no aggression except against the oppressor. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 193. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said,
أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة فإن فعلوا ذلك عصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام وحسابهم على الله.
I have been ordered to fight against the people until they testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and until they establish the salah and pay the zakat. And if they do that, then they will have gained protection from me for their lives and property. Unless they commit acts that are punishable in Islam, and their reckoning will be with Allah. Sahih, Bukhari, and Muslim. The powers of Central Asia, as elsewhere on all Islamic lands, use the armies of Muslims in their dirty games, pitting them among themselves, ordering to suppress popular revolutions and protecting tyrant regimes. This has already become apparent after many betrayals of the Islamic Ummah, as it was with the attack of the disbelieving colonizers on Iraq, Afghanistan, the suppression of the revolution in Egypt, Libya, Syria, and many other Islamic lands. O armies of the Muslims in Central Asia, stand up for Islam and Muslims. It is enough of ostentatious exercises for you for the sake of the corrupt rulers, puppets of disbelieving colonizers. You are Muslims. Refuse taghut, service. Support the call of Hizb ut-Tahrir for the revival of the second righteous state of the Khilafah, Caliphate, on the method of prophethood. Become Ansars. Become valiant, Mujahideen, like the righteous predecessors who spread Islam around the world. And may Allah help us. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Eldar Khamzin, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Please share files with hashtag Return the Khilafah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.